is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire.
Yes, we are right now in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. I believe that with all my heart. And I'm acting accordingly with this ministry and with my life. Now, it's amazing to me how often I will hear people, in Christian media especially, people who potentially could be listeners of my program, who will use my exact words and title all the time. I don't spend too much time thinking about that because that's not my problem. That's between them and God. My job is to keep being faithful in season, out of season, and out of season. So I am gripped with the certainty that, yes, based on 40 years of research, see, I really invested. That's not baloney. I really invested actually more than 40 years. But I clip it at 40 years. I really invested 40 years of research and study to come to the realization factually that right now where we are in human history, we as Christians are in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. And that's for a multitude of reasons. So when I say that, I'm not saying that for sensationalism or hype or for a sales gimmick. I'm saying that because I 100% believe that in my heart of hearts. In fact, I not just only believe that, I know that. And I could go on, which I won't, and give you all the reasons why I know we are in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the world. There are too many technological, societal, scientific, theological things converging, which is placing the human race in a place where our backs are against the wall. Either we seek God, Jesus Christ, or we perish, because the enemies of the gospel are trying to covertly put all the citizens of planet Earth in a kind of lockdown. They're serving, whether they admit it or not, they're serving Lucifer and fallen angels, and they don't want anyone to be saved. So I'm not manipulating when I say that. I believe that. I know that. And the reason you hear the energy, the reason people keep saying to me, and probably heard occasionally, they keep saying, Paul, you have so much passion when you speak. Well, the reason I have so much passion when I speak is because the passion is coming from a place of realness. The passion is coming from my realistic appraisal and study of what's really going on. I'm not faking it. I'm not making it up to get you all jazzed so you know I can get more supporters. I'm saying it because I know it from my research and I believe it. And that comes from investing time and energy, sowing seed to develop research and to acquire information. It comes from sowing, not from faking it. See, people can tell when you're faking it and you've really sowed it and paid the price. People can tell that also. And I trust in that. I also trust in the fact that all the followers of Paul McGuire Ministries and partners of Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church. See, I've been in the radio ministry and radio business for like, I don't know, what is it, 30 years now? I think it's 30 years. And one thing I learned a long time ago regarding the kind of people that my radio shows attract as an audience is there's been a similarity in what's called in my demographics. Demographics are the age, education, personality type, et cetera, of the people that follow and support your ministry. And I have a particular demographic that I've gotten to know. I don't think of you as a demographic, but using radio terms, that's what it is. And what I know is that the overwhelming majority of people who partner with my ministry, who listen to our programming year after year, day after day, they share many common elements. And one of the elements is they don't like baloney. They want the truth, even if it's unvarnished and rough. They share with me and you an incredible burden for our nation and our world, and they know that we're on borrowed time, and they recognize how important it is that we do everything that we possibly can to turn the spiritual battle around 180 degrees. And the kind of people that listen to my program, these are the people that are people who are really committed. These are not the, I'll try it and see if I like it crowd. They're not playing at it. They're in this for real. Their commitment to Jesus Christ is deep, strong. And so I recognize all that about the people who follow this ministry and support that ministry. I recognize and I understand all the common personality traits that you and I share. And so I don't get up here and try to fake it. I simply am myself. I simply let loose and I just let it rip. I say what the Lord tells me to say. I feel the passion that I have. And all the people out there all over the world who share that burden from the Lord, who share that passion from the Lord, I don't have to fake it. I'm not putting on a little show. You know that, and I know that. But we bond instantly. We identify with one another instantly because for whatever reason that I don't completely understand, is that the same Holy Spirit that saved you and me is the same Holy Spirit that equipped in you and me and instilled in you and me a far higher burden for our nation and this world, a far higher burden for soul saving, for winning souls to Jesus Christ, a far higher burden and call to stand up and speak out for what is right, and a far higher commitment and willingness to give it everything you have. In other words, what you and I share in common, why we bond together, what we share in common is you're not playing games. I know that about you. I read your letters and emails, and I'm not playing games. So when two people have similarities, we recognize the similarities in each other, and then we bond because of that, and then a trust happens because of that. See, because you're very much like me, and I'm very much like you, a trust grows. The trust grows because you know you're not playing games, and I know I'm not playing games. Therefore, you and I both know we're not playing games. We're in this for real. And that gives me a great sense of joy, peace, and hope. And it really does. When I read your notes and letters and emails, I'm not just saying this to say it. You know, when you're on the front lines in a spiritual warfare, sometimes you're reading these notes and letters after 3 weeks of your brains being beaten out, every ounce of strength being sucked out of your veins. That's just the truth. I'm being real. And other times you'll read the notes and the emails and stuff, and things have been going, you know, rather well. But I just want you to know just how deeply I appreciate your letters, your notes, your comments, your encouraging words. The easiest way for me to say this is that they literally feed me. When you take the time to send me a note or whatever, it literally feeds me with the nourishment of God and the strength of God. It feeds me, keeps me going. There was a time in my life when I act like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm going to, stay the course no matter what. And you know, there was some pride in those words, and there was some, just a little self-deception in those words. The fact of the matter is, none of us can do it alone. That's the fact. I need people to stand with me, to encourage me, to pray with me, just like you do. That's why there's a body of Christ. We're both part of the supernatural body of Christ. And we need one another because this world is getting darker and darker. But as this world is getting darker and darker, I have noticed that the power of God among God's people is getting stronger and stronger. And I have noticed that the love of God's people for God is getting more and more intense. And I have also noticed that the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God's word, and the kind of like razor sharp understanding of the nature of the spiritual battle we're in is starting to manifest. It's starting to appear among God's people in ways that I've never seen before during my entire life. So that tells me there is a tremendous, tremendous amount of hope. So I thank each and every one of you for your encouraging words, your intercessory prayer, your fasting, your praying for me, because God put a burden for me in this ministry in your heart. I thank you for that. I really do. And I thank you for helping me do an end run around the evil censorship. And it is evil to be censored just because you talk about Jesus Christ and salvation, and just because you apply the truth of God's word in discussing our culture. Just for that, you're attacked, you're marginalized, you're pulled off the internet. They raise up, they pay for these people. They're paying them. They raise up people to act like they're just anonymous people, and their whole goal is to demonize you, marginalize you, make up lies about you. I don't spend a whole lot of time reading this stuff, but man, when I'm attacked, I know that these attacks are coming from highly financed groups. I'm talking about billionaire finance groups. And the reason they choose people like me and others is because they know we're doing the job, and they're going after the people that are greatest threat to them. But what is so repugnant is not being attacked. It's not the fact that they disagree with me. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is that they are willing to lie and to distort information and to just blatantly lie, even though they know it's a lie, in a very evil effort, which is designed to take me and others down. And I read the stuff they write, and they obscenely take me out of context. They obscenely, methodically misquote me, completely rewrite what I've said to distort it. And then they'll I might talk for 30 minutes or something, and they'll choose the a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there, to make it like say anything they wanted to say. But they're being paid by billionaires. And yet they hide behind names like fact checkers and this organization and that organization. And the thing that's the most tragic is the people in Christian culture who are self-deceived and have sold out and lie about me and others. Flat out lie. And the only reason I'm not repeating the lies because I could prove to you that they were lies in 30 seconds. I could tell you what the lie is, and I could put up information right now within minutes that would completely expose the fact that they know they're lying, and that anybody who bothered to do 5 minutes of research would know that they're lying, and they're doing it on purpose, and it's completely evil. Completely evil. Just making stuff completely up, and that's what I fight all the time. And I'm not asking you to cry for me. I'm not crying. I signed up for this. It's part of the territory. But you see, what is so evil about this is some of these people go around calling themselves born again Christians, and they say things that I could. The only reason I don't waste any time sending up material that would, in a second, refute what they're saying, because it would prove what they're saying is a complete lie, because I can provide evidence of the truth. But here's the problem. If I gave into that and started playing their game, I would only hurt myself. Because the overwhelming majority of people that are listening to me and watching me are not listening to these other people at all. So I would be creating my own problem by spending time defending myself, because the vast majority of people that listen to me and follow me trust me anyway. It's the only people that might be suckered in by their lies are people that don't know me at all. So it isn't worth it to me to provide airtight proof that proves that what I've said is true. It's a time after time after time. I mean, right now I'm being tempted and I'm on the verge of just naming some names and telling you what they said in terms of what their lie was. And then just putting right up on the website pictures, photographs, and documentation that completely proves with evidence that they know what they're doing and they made it up. But I'm not going to play that game, because if I play that game, I lose. But it's not just me. There's any Christian spokesperson who loves the Lord and is on the front line, and I could name lots of, is being attacked viciously, is being assaulted with lies, they're being called names, they're being attacked, all you name them. I don't want to name their names because I don't want to add problems for them, but they're being attacked. They're being attacked. And the saddest thing is when believers in Jesus Christ who really love the Lord believe the lies of the people doing the attacking, and then God's people break fellowship with one another because they're believing some lie that somebody told about them. And I have seen friendships and relationships and partnerships in the body of Christ among men and women who man the front lines. They should know better. And what they have done is they have believed the lie that somebody has told about somebody else, not bothering to really check it out if it was true, and they have broken fellowship with these believers, or they have attacked these believers, or just shut the wall on these believers. And it's sad, because the reason it's sad is because some of them, they should know better, because they are attacked themselves all the time. Where it becomes very dangerous in the Christian movement is that you have so many people who are self-anointed and claim to be prophets, and I'm not here to judge whether or not somebody's a legitimate prophet, but if somebody's going around saying they're a prophet, or we group of prophets or whatever, sought the Lord, or I'm a prophet and I sought the Lord, and they told us not to fellowship with so-and-so, or not to trust so-and-so, and then they name them by name, and they destroy the person's reputation. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence. The only thing they have is this self-deception that they're God's anointed, and God especially chose them, and then they destroy somebody else's ministry. And one of the worst ways they do it is they don't, you know, it says it in the Bible. What is love? Love is believing the best of your brothers and sisters. It's believing the best first. It's not believing the worst. It's not believing the lies. Love believes the best, hopes the best. So we're supposed to be giving our brothers and sisters in Christ the benefit of the doubt. We don't hear a rumor or something somebody said who has no credibility and just believe it. That's not believing the best out of people. I want to end with this. Dr. Francis Schaeffer wrote a book called The Mark of a True Christian. Dr. Francis Schaeffer was one of the greatest Christian theologians in the last 100 years. He was also the strongest biblical mentor to me personally. And in his book, The Mark of a Christian, the whole book was built about the fact that we as Christians need to love one another. And it's by this that all men will know that we're his disciples. So probably the greatest lack, the greatest deficit, the greatest vulnerability among the body of Christ in America today and around the world is this. Evangelical Christians, born-again Christians, Bible-believing Christians, on an epidemic level, are not speaking the truth in love. And then also, they spread lies without knowing the truth. They are not loving one another as Christ loved the church. And so all men and women are not knowing that we're his disciples. In other words, millions of people are not coming to the Lord. Millions of people are not being saved by Jesus because we as Christians are not loving one another as Christ loved the church. And we're leaving an open door for the devil to destroy our witness and our evangelism. Love one another. And it's by this that all men will know that you are my disciples. So Dr. Schaeffer kept emphasizing over and over again the need to speak the truth in love. We need to do that. Okay? But when we speak the truth in love, or correction, or stand up for biblical truth, we must do it in love, or we've reversed any possible good we can do. And then the other thing is, the only way non-Christians can know that we're Christians is if we love one another. And the fact of the matter is that among the remnant church, among Bible-believing Christians, evangelical Christians, among that category, the ones that are doing the majority of the evangelism, there is an enormous amount of a lack of love. People not loving one another. People assuming the worst of one another. People dismissing other people without giving them the benefit of the doubt or without bothering to find out what the truth is. It's very sad, and by doing this continually, we're leaving a massive door open for the devil to attack us. This plays out in so many ways, I don't have time to talk about it. Over the 40 years of ministry I've been in, I have been accused of everything. And the irony of it is I have been accused so many times for being guilty of both sides of the issue. So I get accused for being for something, and I get accused of being against the same thing. Because the people that are criticizing me don't even bother to find out what my position really is. So we're supposed to speak the truth in love. That doesn't mean we ignore spiritual error. That doesn't mean we ignore the false prophets. That doesn't mean we don't confront error. I'm not saying that. But we do it with an integrity. We do it by speaking the truth in love. Because it's only if we do it like that, that men and women will see that we're Christ's disciples. And the hour is getting late. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. One of the most powerful weapons that we have at our disposal to use is not just speaking the truth in love. That's important. It's not just intercessory prayer warfare. It's actually demonstrating in the way we interact with one another, especially on social media. It's demonstrating that we do have the love of God in our hearts. God is love, the agape love of Jesus Christ. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. You can help me aggressively move forward and reclaim this nation for Jesus Christ. We cannot stand idly by and watch America fall into a totalitarian state. The enemy is exploiting us and infiltrating us because we do stuff like not speaking the truth in love. Help me spread this message far and wide. And visit paulmcguire.us, that's paulmcguire.us, and help me and others that are on the front line overcome the evil, and it is evil, the evil of lying and censorship that is being used against all of God's people that are simply trying to speak the truth in love. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.